Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Okay, welcome everybody to Hot Topics. As you can see on the screen behind me, today we're going to be talking about a topic that, it's very hot in the modern church. If we are faithless, don't worry about it. Christ remains faithful. Have you ever heard sermons that declared that? Well, on the one hand, what is written on the screen actually is found in the Bible. In fact, just hop over to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and you can underline the second part of verse 12. Beginning of verse 13, where the Bible says, if we are faithless, he, referring to Christ, remains faithful. So that statement is in the scriptures. The question is, what did God mean by that which God said? Does it mean that if you just pray a prayer to Jesus and ask him to, you know, come into your heart and be your Savior, does that mean that from that point on, even if you're faithless, don't worry about it, Jesus will remain faithful and will get you home to heaven? You're shaking your head saying no. Yeah, that's not what it means. And so what we want to do is we want to understand the context here. And in doing so, I think it's going to become very, very clear what Paul, the Apostle Paul, was writing to a young pastor by the name of Timothy. A little background. 2 Timothy is Paul's last letter that he ever wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We know that Paul was used by God to write 13 letters in the New Testament. 2 Timothy is Paul's last letter. Where was Paul when he wrote this letter? He was in Rome, not on a tour. he wasn't on a, you know, on vacation. He was in a Roman dungeon, and he was about to be beheaded by the crazy Roman Emperor Nero. And Paul is writing this letter to a young pastor named Timothy. In fact, Paul had to write two letters to Timothy. Timothy was pastoring a church in Asia Minor, a church in Ephesus. And Timothy was having a brutal, brutal time as a pastor there. The congregation turned against Timothy. The congregation was looking down on Timothy because of his youth. He was probably in his mid-30s as he was pastoring there. Not only that, many of the elders in that church, who were false teachers, also had turned against Timothy. So problem number one that Timothy was experiencing was that he was having a brutal time as a pastor in Ephesus. Problem number two, crazy Nero was unleashing all kinds of persecution against Christians. Problem number three, Timothy's mentor, Paul, was now in a Roman dungeon. You add those three things together, Timothy's brutal experience as a pastor in Ephesus, Nero's crazy persecution of Christians, And Paul, Timothy's mentor, now is in a Roman dungeon about to be killed. You put all that together, and now you understand why Paul wrote this letter to Timothy. To try to prevent Timothy from throwing in the towel. Timothy was rather timid by nature. And now you add all these problems on top of that. It looked like probably in Timothy's eyes that Christianity was, you know, was on the losing end. And Timothy was losing courage, and Timothy wanted to give up. And so Paul writes this letter to Timothy. Isn't it interesting? To encourage Timothy. Paul's in a Roman dungeon about to die, and he's writing a letter to try to keep Timothy in the game, where it should have been the opposite. Timothy should have been writing to Paul to keep Paul encouraged, right? But see, Paul had mentored Timothy. Timothy was Paul's son in the faith. And Paul spent a lot of time with Timothy. Timothy accompanied Paul on Paul's missionary journeys. Paul had a very special relationship with Timothy. And Paul had left Timothy there in Ephesus to clean up the mess that was happening in that church. Now you can imagine why Timothy was losing courage, right? Again, his pastor, it was brutal. He's hearing about Nero going crazy, persecuting Christians, and he knows that his hero, Paul, is in a dungeon. So you can understand why Timothy was really struggling, right? And so here in 2 Timothy, Paul is writing Timothy to keep him encouraged. And now, with that background, let's start in verse 11, where Paul says to Timothy, here's a trustworthy statement. If we died with him, with Christ, which as Christians, we have died with Christ, right? And we have been raised with Christ, spiritually speaking, right? If we died with him, look what Paul said. Timothy, you'll also live with him. Paul's encouraging Timothy here, right? In other words, Timothy, this life here on earth is not the true life. Our true life is our life with the Lord throughout eternity. Timothy, no matter what happens to us here on earth, why worry about it? If you died with Christ, if you're truly in Christ, guess what? Because Christ is raised from the dead, because Christ lives forevermore, Timothy, you're going to live with him, right? And oh, by the way, Timothy, don't worry about me, Paul, in a dungeon. Don't worry about the fact that, Timothy, I'm going to be killed here pretty soon because I've died with Christ. I'm going to live with him. You see how Paul's encouraging Timothy? He continues the encouragement in verse 12. He says, if we endure, in other words, if we persevere, no matter what's happening to us here on earth, we will also reign with Christ in the new heavens and the new earth. The reformers like to talk about the perseverance of the saints. We persevere because ultimately it's God who perseveres for us. A true born-again believer will not commit apostasy. A true born-again believer will not throw in the towel, no matter how difficult things are here on earth. A true born-again believer is not going to curse Christ and say, I'm done with Christ. No. Will we struggle? Yes. Will we have doubts and fears and worries? Yes. Will we feel like at times where we can't go on anymore? Yes. But we will endure. Why? Because it's God who perseveres in and through us, right? What our Lord began, Philippians 1:6, he will bring to completion. So Paul here at the beginning of verse 12 continues the encouragement with Timothy. Timothy, if we endure, that's evidence that you're truly saved. And Timothy, guess what? You're going to reign with Christ. But then Paul turns a little bit and goes from encouragement to a serious warning for Timothy. If we deny Christ, he will also deny us. Why? Because denying Christ shows that you were never truly in Christ. Right? Just keep your finger there. We'll come right back. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Look at verse 3. Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians in the church in Corinth, said, therefore, 1 Corinthians 12:3, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, right? In other words, no true born-again believer will ever curse Christ, right? Because, again, you have the Spirit of truth in you. You will persevere. You will endure no matter what happens here on earth because of God's grace in persevering for you. A true born-again believer will not say Jesus is accursed. And in like manner, no one can say Jesus is Lord. No one can truly repent of his or her sins and place his or her faith and trust in Christ alone except by the Holy Spirit, the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit, right? So go back now to 2 Timothy. Let's start to slowly put this together. You understand the context. Timothy was about to throw in the towel. He was done. And Paul starts out in verse 11 with encouragement. Timothy, if we died with Christ, we will also live with him. He continues with the encouragement, first part of verse 12. If we endure, we will also reign with him. And then Paul starts with the warnings. Timothy, if we deny Christ, he will deny us. Why? Because we were never one of his sheep. Because one of Christ's true sheep will not deny and curse Christ. Again, will we struggle? Yes. Will we go through moments of weakness? Yes. But you will not say, I'm done with Christ. Cursed be Christ. Right? And if anybody denies Christ and curses Christ and says, I'm done with Christ, Christ will deny that person. Why? Because that person was never truly saved. Make sense? And then verse 13, Paul continues with the warning. Timothy, if we are faithless, if we decide that we would rather conform to this world to save our skin and our reputation and live for self, if we are faithless, Christ remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. What is Paul saying here? It's a warning. Somebody professes faith in Christ and then denies that faith? Paul's not saying here, well, Christ remains faithful. He'll just sit there and hold on to you and pull you and try to get you. No. If somebody commits apostasy, think of Judas, somebody makes a profession of faith in Christ and then eventually denies Christ and is faithless to Christ, that person shows that he or she was never in a saving relationship with Christ. And Christ remains faithful as the just judge to judge all apostates, because Christ cannot deny himself. Yes, he is love, but he is also just. Yes, he is the Savior, but he is coming back as the judge. He cannot deny who he is and how he is. He's not going to suddenly change or deny one of his attributes, his justice, just because somebody had made a profession of faith and now they're showing their true colors and they're like an apostate like Judas, and Jesus is like, oh, I got to change myself. I can't be just on this one. You know what? I got to go. No, Christ is immutable, meaning unchanging. Yes, he is love. Yes, he is the Savior of sinners. But Christ is also just. And in the book of Revelation, we read about the wrath of the Lamb. Paul here is warning Timothy. Timothy, don't play around with Christ. Timothy, don't even think that because things are so tough right now for you, Timothy, that you can simply just walk away from Christ in order to save your skin from Nero. Timothy, don't think that you can just walk away from serving Christ and thus deny Christ because things are tough for you, Timothy. No. Timothy, if anybody denies him, Christ will deny them. If anybody is faithless, makes a decision to say, I'm done with Christ, Timothy, he remains faithful to who he is and how he is. And all apostates will be judged. Hop over to Matthew chapter 10. Jesus in the Gospels had said this very thing, right? Look at verse 32. Therefore, Jesus said, everyone who confesses me before men. Well, you're showing evidence that you're a true born-again believer, right? Well, Jesus says, I will also confess this person before my Father who's in heaven. Well, that makes sense, right? Look at verse 33. Whoever denies me before men, whoever decides that his skin is more important than exalting his Savior. And again, I'm not talking about moments of weakness here. I'm talking about a decisive decision, a decisive pattern of denying Christ. Jesus said, whoever denies me before men, well, I will also deny him before my Father who's in heaven. Why? Because that person was never truly one of Christ's sheep. Make sense? He remains faithful to who he is and how he is, right? Hop over to 1 John. We see this. Chapter 1. Starting in verse 6, John says, if we say we have fellowship with him, Christ, and yet walk in darkness, a consistent pattern of living like a pagan, even if we say we have fellowship with Christ and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Chapter 2, verse 3, by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I've come to know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. As Christians, we endure, we persevere, because it's God in his grace who endures and perseveres for us. And our endurance, our perseverance, and our willingness to walk in the light and submit to God's truth, no matter what that could cost us here on earth, that is evidence that we are truly, truly in Christ, right? But when a person starts to get squeezed, even though this person had made a profession of faith by Christ, and that person starts to get squeezed, you find out what's truly in that person. If that person starts denying Christ, if that person is faithless to Christ, that person shows evidence that he or she is a liar when it comes to that profession of faith. Right? And again, if we're faithless, when we're squeezed and what comes out of us is cursing Christ, denying Christ, living for self, living for the world, be careful, because Christ remains faithful to who he is and how he is. Right? And we don't want to experience the wrath of the Lamb. Now, little breather, okay, because I can see your faces. You're like, oh my, am I an apostate? Look, I said it several times. Let me just emphasize it now. We're not talking about, look, we all, you know, unfortunately, because we all have a sin nature, even though we're regenerated by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit lives in us, we still have a sin nature. That means we're going to think thoughts at times that are sinful. We are going to hold on to and harbor feelings in our hearts at that are sinful. We are going to at times say things with our lips that are sinful. We may even reach for or walk towards things that are sinful. That doesn't mean you're an apostate. That means that you are, if you're truly born again, it means you're imperfect. Well, guess what? None of us are going to be perfect on this side of heaven. It's when we arrive home in glory that we will be conformed transformed into the image and likeness of Christ. We'll have no sin nature. We won't be surrounded by sin. Then you will be as Christ is. You won't be Christ, but you will be in his image and likeness, right? But on this side of heaven, we are saved sinners who still sin, right? But here's the good news. Somebody who's truly regenerated. Chapter 1, look at verse 9. If we confess our sins, he, Christ, is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But verse 10, if we say we've not sinned, oh, I prayed a prayer to Jesus, I'm okay. I can deny him. I can be faithless to him. I can even curse him. I'm okay. It's not a sin because I've got, you know, I prayed the magic prayer one time. If we say we've not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Back to 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, we know the context. Timothy was really struggling, right? We understand why. He had a brutal pastor there in Ephesus. Nero was wreaking havoc against Christians, and Timothy's hero, Paul, was in a Roman dungeon about to be killed. We understand why Timothy was struggling, right? We also understand why Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, to try to encourage Timothy, to remind Timothy that he was Paul's son in the faith, that he had truly been saved. Again, just go to chapter 1 real quick. He says here, verse 5, I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm sure that is in you as well. For this reason, Timothy, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Look at verse 8. Therefore, Timothy, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner. But join with me, Paul said to Timothy, in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God. Chapter 2. Verse 1, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 3, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And then our text verse 11, here's a trustworthy statement. If we died with him, we'll also live with him. Who cares what happens to us here on earth? Verse 12, if we endure, that is evidence of God's enduring grace and power in your life. And guess what? You'll also reign with Christ. Who cares about Nero? But, second part of verse 12, if we deny him, hello, when you're being squeezed, and if what comes out of you is that you deny Christ, you curse Christ, you're showing who you really are, that you've never been in Christ. And as a result, he'll deny you. Verse 13, if we're faithless, if we can just easily walk away from and deny Christ and curse Christ and want nothing to do with Christ if we're faithless? Don't worry, Timothy. He's faithful. He'll just wait for you and keep calling you. No. If we're faithless, we're showing that we never truly had saving faith. And he remains faithful to who he is and how he is. For he cannot deny himself. Right? Are you struggling? Sure. Do you have times of weakness? Yes. Do you wonder sometimes if your labor in the Lord is even in vain? Yeah. But isn't it interesting? You're not walking away from Christ. You're not denying Christ. You're not cursing Christ. Why? Because, Christian, you are truly in Christ. And when you're squeezed, and what comes out of you is worship of Christ, faithful proclamation about Christ, and humble submission to Christ, spite of what you're dealing with. If that's what comes out of you, guess what? That shows that you've truly died with Christ. And you're going to live with him forevermore. That shows that you are enduring for Christ, because it's God's grace enduring for you. And guess what? You will reign with Christ forever. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.